Welcome back, beautiful souls. How are you feeling today? Are you carrying any weight on your shoulders? Any unspoken expectations or harsh self-criticisms buzzing in the background? I know I have been there. We all have. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life, comparing ourselves, striving for perfection, and forgetting that we're human. But what if, just what if, we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend? That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion. Think about it. When a loved one stumbles or makes a mistake, how do you respond? With judgment? With scorn? Or with warmth, empathy, and perhaps even a little humor? We are so quick to extend grace and forgiveness to others, but when it comes to ourselves, the bar is set impossibly high. We beat ourselves up over every misstep, every perceived flaw, every time we fall short of our own often unrealistic expectations. But here's the truth. You are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are, right now, in this very moment. Your imperfections are not your enemies, they are part of what makes you uniquely beautiful and resilient. Imagine a little voice inside your head. That voice whispers criticism, doubt, and fear. It tells you that you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. What if you could replace that voice with another? A voice that speaks words of kindness, encouragement, and understanding. What if you could become your own best friend? That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion. It's about recognizing our humanness, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same love and understanding we would offer to a dear friend. It's not about ignoring our shortcomings or making excuses for them. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and choosing to learn from them instead of being paralyzed by them. Let's explore some practical ways to cultivate self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Start a self-compassion journal. Every day, take a few minutes to write down 3 things you're grateful for about yourself. It could be anything from your kind heart to your creative spirit to your ability to laugh at yourself. Focusing on your strengths and positive qualities can help shift your perspective and build self-love. 2. Practice mindful breathing. When you feel stress or negativity creeping in, take a few deep breaths. Breathe in slowly through your nose, filling your lungs completely. Hold a breath for a moment, then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, allowing yourself to fully experience each inhale and exhale. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. Pay attention to the thoughts running through your head. When you catch yourself thinking negatively about yourself, stop and challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? Would you say these things to a friend? If not, why are you saying them to yourself? Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Tell yourself that you are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and happiness. 4. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges against yourself or others only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and choose to move forward with compassion and grace. Now take a moment to close your eyes and visualize a place where you feel safe and at peace. Imagine yourself surrounded by warm light, gentle breezes, and the sound of soothing music. Feel the weight of any tension or stress melting away as you breathe deeply and allow yourself to be fully present in this peaceful moment. Remember, self-compassion is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our vulnerabilities and treat ourselves with kindness. By practicing self-compassion, we create a foundation of love and acceptance within ourselves, which allows us to navigate the challenges of life with greater resilience and grace. You are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Believe it, embrace it, and live it fully. Carry this feeling of self-love with you throughout your day. Let it guide your actions, your words, and your interactions with others. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. We are all in this together.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.